Hey guys, welcome back to Cup of Nerd. I'm your host Eddie, and I'm joined by my usual suspects of. They're all staring
very,
at me. So
very
they're
beautiful
gonna...
people.
I thought you guys
beautiful
were gonna jump in and say names.
Beautiful people.
That kind of adds
up. Fits
yeah,
in
with fits in.
The theme of this week. Anyway, yeah. I'm Steven.
There we go.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Sigourney.
And we're gonna probably argue a little bit.
I don't think we're gonna argue.
Disclaimer, we are trying out some new equipment. Hopefully we sound a little bit better. If there might be some tweaking throughout,
whole
so
bunch of new
bear
equipment,
with us. Yeah,
I switched from Audacity to Adobe
Ooh.
Whatever. I don't know what it's called.
We've got new mics. We've got new...
We got a mixer.
So now we're in the hole, guys. So if you would like to visit Patreon.com/cupofnerd. We're going to make a shirt for Steven that just says, please give us money. Every time I go to QC these episodes, at some point.
I usually try to whisper it.
But
I'm begging now. Please give us money.
we'll get our housekeeping out of the way. You can follow us at patreon.com/cupofnerd, where we will be posting an exclusive episode, limited, really. How would you word that? It'll be exclusive for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then I'll release it to everybody.
And then it'll go to iTunes, Google,
Android
whatever. No, fuck Google. I can't get that to work still. They want me to put in an email thing? It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta figure it
That's
out.
That's on you. I don't know. You handle that stuff.
Patreon, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's about it.
MySpace. No, I'm kidding.
We should make a MySpace.
I think it's all music MySpace. Now. I don't think you can do...
No, no, yeah.
Go back to
yeah,
the old school.
Yeah, because Kinda Funny made their own...
Do people even use
page.
MySpace anymore?
I don't, probably not.
Like, I mean, for a while, it was like the big thing. Like, I went to MySpace instead of bands' websites.
And
like, it was better. And then just like... Mm-hmm.
That also ties in because you could play a... Always have that song playing to annoy everybody.
Yeah, you can make a playlist.
I remember when we broke up, I kept putting on super sad songs. So whenever, if you would stalk my page, you would just hear these super sad songs. Like I put on Tenacious D's Dude, I Totally Miss You.
Oh, gosh.
And I guess what makes me a horrible person is that I don't think I really stalked your MySpace page.
You're weird.
Unlike you.
Well, the plus side is you guys all got back together. You're married. And you're, I think, happy.
Most of the time.
80-20.
You'll be saying that tomorrow whenever I come in the dining room with my breakfast and you don't have any.
Whatever.
Exactly.
And the awkwardness begins.
Yep. All right. Anyway, Eddie, what is our topic for the day?
We're going to try and pick out, if you were stuck on a deserted island and you only had three bands that you could listen to for all eternity, who would they be? And maybe why?
This is so difficult
for me.
It's
going to be very hard.
Every time we talk about something, because music is such a big part of all of our lives, I mean, in different variations for it. So every time we like make a joke about something and it has a musical reference, we end up going, oh man, we should put that in my list instead.
No, not for me. I'm good. Anything Steven said hasn't affected me at all.
He doesn't have that effect.
Talking about this beforehand while we were somewhat trying to prepare for this, unlike some of the other episodes that we've tried air quotes I was like, oh no, now it's changing. Oh no, not another one. Oh man. this is
like,
so difficult
right before
for me.
We went live with this episode, I'm sitting here going, all right, I have my three, and then somebody else said something. Went, oh, God.
I'm thinking of changing my third.
There
FYI.
It goes. I know.
I definitely have two.
So
for sure.
Locked in with stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Definitely have two.
So.
And it's also going to be interesting to see what kind of how our tastes vary, because we each have very eclectic tastes when it comes to music. And I think our bands will totally tell that for
There's
each
a
other.
Reason why you three are on one side and I'm on the other side.
To be fair, there was a time when I probably would pick a lot of the same bands you're going to pick.
We totally
I don't think you're
going to
pick any of the bands I'm going
to
pick.
No, I'm not
Steven.
Going to, but I think at one point in time I might have. Maybe not. Yeah, we'll find out.
This is going to be like that meme where someone says something and then the background people go, oh, and he just stands there. Who wants to go first? Do we want to pick top band first, or we want to?
I'm going to pick my top band first, I think.
All right, Steve, you go ahead and start.
Do you want to all start with the first, like the one band
let's
first?
Let's do that.
And then...
Our definite lock.
Our definite lock. Okay, so am I starting it?
Go ahead.
All right, my definite lock is a band that I'd actually be surprised if a lot of you heard of, called Alter Bridge.
I knew it. I knew that was going
to
be.
Was it in question for anybody? Maybe Sigourney, because she doesn't know what I listen
to. Well, and I totally thought you were going to go with Train as your lock in.
No, that's going to be someone sitting across from me.
See, I knew it was going to be one of you two.
No,
I'm the one that loves Train.
Okay. I'm kind of along for the ride on that one.
But he has enjoyed
Pun.
Totally intended.
Alter Bridge has been my favorite band since they came out. If you guys don't know, it's three of the members from Creed.
Which she also loved.
Who I followed from that, and then they got a different singer.
I didn't know that.
Named Miles Kennedy. Yeah, all the other three members were all in Creed.
And
their music's
Creed.
Completely different. Well, their music, other than their first album, is not very Creed.
The only thing I know is they did Edge.
But it's still really good.
It's
really good.
Mark Tremonti's guitar style and his way of writing songs just is basically me. And it's just that melody along with heavier guitar music.
I do like the way the singer comes. I'm very picky on singers.
He's a very good singer. Like top three for me.
Like
singers.
Volbeat, I love their sound, but their I can't get over that arena style singing.
I am hit and miss when it comes to like hair band singer type things, but like Miles Kennedy can cross like boundaries.
Sorry, Lindsay. Super ADD. We're again watching things, and where you've picked WWE Backlash while it's airing, and they're starting off with Shinsuke
versus.
I thought that would have been the main event.
I thought that would have been at least towards the end.
Speaking of excellent music, Shinsuke's theme is amazing.
Okay, sorry, Lindsay. Yeah, ADD.
Now I'm lost.
Alter Bridge. I think we were talking about.
Yeah,
Miles Kennedy.
Miles Kennedy's voice kind of can do like that. Kind of like high, screechy,
hairband stuff singer,
but he also
himself.
Has some. Yeah, he has some amazing stuff. That's like, it's hard to put into words, because if you've not heard his voice, like, it's pretty unique. Like, it's got an excellent tone to it and stuff too. And I'm a huge music snob.
You better give us a copyright strike, Steven.
I'm not pulling up music. I'm looking something up.
I'm a huge music snob. So can I also put into like that I was a classically trained singer and I did musical theater, but I also love like Alter Bridge and I was a huge Evanescence fan. And then I loved like punk stuff and like,
they're releasing
the album. Emo punk stuff in high school. And Sigourney
totally
and I were a whole, we were definitely
totally cool. Rocked our emo days out.
So I've listened to literally everything from like,
what's
classical
with the face across the room?
We had two conversations going on because we're like that.
They're all still over top of me. Yeah.
No, we lowered ours down.
Yeah.
No, but
I was going to ask you, before you pick your bands, do I have to go home and hide all the razor blades in case you fall into your feelings?
No.
That's a lot of your bands.
Oh, Mike,
as long as she doesn't fall into the razor blades, then we'll be okay. she can fall into the feelings.
Miles Kennedy's done a lot of different styles of music, too. He started off with a band called Citizen Swing. He was a kind of like an alternative jazz fusion.
Yes, that's what I was hoping you were going to say. I was like, that better be like...
Yeah, I mean, it's like so different, but he's...
Big swing.
He's a really good guitarist, too. Blues guitarist. He's probably potentially better than... Mark Tremonti, arguably, but
it's just
like
so.
I'm having a stroke over here.
Shinsuke's coming out to just straight strobe lights. Like, I'm sure everybody in
they need
the
to put
theater.
We're gonna have to watch this later.
Look away.
And if you're epileptic and ADD, then you're
never
really
go to that
in trouble because apparently we're all super distracted.
Do they even have that warning on there before the shows?
I don't think.
Uh-huh. I wonder. That's ever happened.
Well, I don't think that it probably is not enough to actually start somebody having a seizure.
I don't know.
Well, because I remember when Kanye West had a video that came out, it had a warning before it, and it said, if you have epilepsy
Kanye's on your list, you're not riding home with me.
if Kanye's on your list, you're leaving our house right now.
All
right,
guys. But, well, thanks for joining me here at Cup of Dirt.
Sigourney's been kicked out.
We'll be holding open auditions
for our fourth member.
So do we want to list like any specific songs or albums?
Sure. What makes you love them so much? So what, like, if I'm a new person to live in Tall to Bridge, what would you recommend for me to listen to? This is my favorite
part.
Tough
because their stuff has varied throughout the years. They've gotten heavier over the last several albums.
Which is, I probably need to listen to them then because that's a welcome change.
Yes. Like Metalingus is... It's like way heavier than that. So
what? Because a band that isn't on my list is All That Remains.
Yeah.
Because their last three albums have just totally changed to radio rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want that.
Yeah. Well, if you like some lighter songs, go with a song like maybe In Loving Memory from their first album.
Blackbird.
That's their second album. Blackbird's probably potentially their best song. It's a
Blackbird's
epic,
amazing.
Like 8-minute long song. Let's see, this is a song from maybe their fourth album, Fortress. They have a song called Cry of Achilles. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I've heard that. It was on Rock Band.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah,
the new one.
Let's see what. There's so many songs.
There are a lot.
Hit me up if you're interested. On
I thought that was a song tweet. Title.
Just check me out on Twitter. /VigilantSteve, I can recommend plenty of songs. Pretty much all five of their albums are excellent.
And if you ever want like I can never remember names of songs, and I'm like, what is that name of that one song? Da, 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 da. He can remember like the album, the year it came out.
Yeah, until we're sitting here talking about it, and like, I can't think of a single song.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, if you ask him anything from like. There was something we were trying to look for something for church the one morning, and he was like, it was in 1995, and it's on the third CD. It's the fifth song. It's
called. Like
da, 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 da. I was like, what are you? What? How do you remember this?
It's going to be this CD, this
like,
album.
You can't remember to pick up garbage bags, but you can remember what CDs the.
We played this music trivia game a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
And there was like this Christina Aguilera, what year did the song come out? And everyone was guessing, and I knew what it was. It was like 98. And Sigourney was like, no, I think. And Sigourney was like, no, that was earlier. I was like, nope, I'm going to win this game. And when the answer came up, it was 98. I erupted like some kind of jackass. But we forgot to put in a thing that this list includes... any and all music. So if they come out with new music, just in case there's a new band out that maybe only has one CD that you want to keep.
Yeah.
That you really, really love.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can continue the quality.
Holy shit, I just added a third band. My whole list just changed again.
This has been this moment has been happening so much.
I also realized that I'm the only one that cusses on the show, so I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it was really odd because... Did I? Oh, I'm sorry. I should stop that because it was really awkward because somebody that I know tagged their daughter in it, and I went, uh-oh.
Hey, I do mark it explicit.
Yeah, I did notice that. So I was like, all right, well, because I pulled up that same episode that she tagged her in after I posted it. I went, hey, you dropped the F-bomb within 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, then we'll just let this go.
Lots of F-bombs. But it could be worse. Could be like C-bombs or...
Yeah.
No.
And you could say a lot of really, really vulgar things, which we've not really done too much of.
No.
I don't think.
We'll save that for an After Dark episode.
Just Eddie coming on, just dropping all profanity.
We'll go over to Lindsay. Lindsay, what's your top band?
Well, we already said it. Train is my favorite.
Why do you like them so much?
Their stuff just makes me happy. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, from some of the words that, like... Like, I don't know, stuff rhymes and it's just fun.
My favorite
and
train
it's
song
like,
has always been Meet Virginia. I don't know why.
That's like the first song, way back. That was like when they were somewhat of a rock band. Like,
oh, man. Every time like a song comes on, like Lindsay said, it makes you happy. Like, I just instantly get happy and I'm like, oh.
Well, I believe that they started as a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Really?
They did.
They actually released last year a cover of Led Zeppelin 2 or was it 1?
No, sir.
2, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty good and faithful album.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good, but they started as that, and then they...
mentioned Led Zeppelin, and now I'm...
I just thought of another side topic.
But if
for
you've
later.
Got Alter Bridge... And we're all going to be stranded on the same island, hopefully.
Nope. Darn separate it. Island. So you can't listen to Steven's bands. You're stuck with your own band.
Well, either that or we're all on the same island because we're all friends, but we all have our own iPods that can't be used to
biometrically
locked.
With headphones that only match your ears.
Oh, goodness.
Because Sigourney and I brought that up. Yeah, because
he's
like,
if I bring up blah blah blah, then you could listen to it too. And
cheating.
I was like, cheater.
So you're stuck with three.
Darn it.
You personally are stuck with three bands.
I have a bad thing though with like I can't listen to the same stuff over and over and over again. Like
that's why all three of my bands are completely different.
Crazy
because then it matches like the different moods I want to be.
But
in.
I have stuff
actually,
with
I'm
repetitive.
Happy with my list, though,
I have repetitive like that misophonia thing that. Like the repetitive noises and things.
Really?
That is a real thing because I am like crazy. Train is my favorite, and because they've gone through all of those different variations, I love. Like I can, there's like certain the last couple albums I have loved completely. Like the whole thing, there hasn't been one song that I disliked. Like I've enjoyed. Like I can put it on while I'm cooking or I can put it on while I'm in the car and it's just kind of chill music. The older I get, the more chill music I like.
I had that problem with a lot of bands where half my band's CDs are only good from 1 to 8 and then 8 to 15 are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had a full CD listen. God. Disturbed.
Oh, wow.
10,000 Fists.
Oh, that long ago. Wow.
Holy cow.
That I actually enjoyed start
Gosh,
to
when
finish.
Did that CD come out? Like early 2000s?
Mid-2000s?
Like 2006-ish?
That was
maybe?
Their third.
Yeah, it was their third.
So 2000. It was the same as System of a Down year because they were on Oz Free Fest that year. So it was 2005, 2006.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was around there.
But with years, like, with Disturbed, like I was like, I'll listen to a couple of their radio songs, but like after we saw them live, it was like
so good.
There are a lot of people that I like.
I could easily do a top 10.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe that we'll do that for
another.
Well, maybe we'll do like top live bands that you've seen or something. Like
that's another topic.
That's a really good topic.
Right, let's not get on it now.
We'll totally make that into a guys.
Let's finish this one up.
Sigourney,
so my top one, and I know none of you guys probably have known except Freddie because I probably played all the time in the car.
I already forgot.
Huh?
Oh, I already know. Yeah.
It's probably gonna be 303.
That's lame.
Oh my god, I totally love 303. It's like
I've never heard of them ever.
Well. They're like a pop. Yeah, that's pretty much
that
it.
Kind.
Like it has like the heavy bass. It's got the rap style with it, but it's not really like, you know, hood rap. But it's also got the fun lyrics in it, and it just makes me feel good. Like if I want to go and have like a fun roll my windows down, stick my hair out the car type thing, I am listening to them.
Sigourney's Island has glow sticks and fucking booze everywhere.
They have glow sticks with like bands like Coldplay.
My island's the Rave Island. But I mean, since their first album came out, you know, with Don't Trust Me, I have been in love ever since. And I mean, I am a hardcore. If they come back to Pittsburgh, I am going this time around. I don't care.
Are they the one that have the My Name Is, whatever? They call me Stacy.
No, oh, gosh. Me.
No, that's the Ting Tings.
Oh.
That's not my name.
Yeah.
I was into them for a little while too, but they only had the one album that dropped.
I remember that from the Penguins parody of it.
No,
back
no,
when
no,
they
no,
won
no.
in what 2009, I think it was that old.
But no, I mean 303 just no matter. And Garbage Truck on Fire. But no, if you're looking for like a really...
We're not allowed to say Garbage Truck on Fire anymore. Remember? We don't want that kind of funny train rolling on.
Oh, that's right. We're a fire truck on fire.
Yeah.
But now if you're looking for something that's just going to make you like want to have a good time and, you know, not glow sticks not included type thing, definitely listen to them for everything else. I am like addicted right now to their newest album, Night Sports, and it just the songs are hilarious. Like I love I'm looking at it right now trying to figure out what it was again that I was listening to just the other day. I totally love Hear Me Now and also Mad at You, just because simply the fact of the songs just are hilarious, lyrics in them for everything, you know.
I've never even picked up on any of their lyrics ever. All I hear is the bomb, 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 bomb.
You'll have to let me hear some songs. Just
I will. When we're done.
When we're done with this one, we'll definitely have to play a track from all of our favorite bands.
When we're compiling the episode.
Maybe we'll go through and make a Spotify list for you guys.
Ooh. Cup of Nerd Spotify.
Isn't
Spotify the premium only now? I heard they switched to premium only.
No. For playlists, I think you have to be premium only. Yeah.
You can shuffle play things. You just can't select specific songs. Yes.
So either we'll try to make you a playlist on something.
We'll look into it more.
So again, give us money so we can give you more features.
God, you guys are so demanding.
Needy.
Please.
Okay. No more needy, needy.
Please?
Needy.
You got to put a... Steven says, please. You just fucked needy. Up and went, give it your knife. Found him in the back of the alley.
All right, well, Mr. You're So Demanding, what is your favorite band? Although we all know in this room what it is, probably.
Everyone in this room should already know.
Should we tell it for you?
If you want. See if you can describe it for me.
The band or the... Or you.
No.
You go ahead. Tell us.
Tell us.
My number one band on my island is going to be Ozzy.
I was going to get ready to hit you if you said something else.
there was a time when Ozzy would definitely have been on my list.
I don't know. I can listen to everything but Crazy Train, really, which is odd. Yeah. Crazy Train's
overplayed.
This is
a great song, but it is really overplayed.
So I can't.
I prefer the live version from... Yeah.
I can, Loud?
Yeah. Is that the name of
that? And that's another reason he's been around so long. Oh, so I already have a deep
so much music.
I have a deep discography. He's got cover songs.
Yeah, he's covered his own songs.
I've got this one. I've got this. I was like, whatever.
I can listen to a little bit of Sabbath in there live from one of his shows.
He's done so many versions of Paranoid. They're all good.
He's got that cover album with old like 70s rock. 80s rock songs.
I don't think I've heard that one.
That's really good. He's like, I can't think of some of the songs off of it. But
one of your favorites is Perry Mason.
I love Perry Mason.
Oh, that's such a good... I used to have to play that on guitar.
Perry Mason.
I'll never forget whenever the 5-disc album came out and you were like a little boy when you went to Sam Goody and you're like, I gotta have this one. And you still have it somewhere.
Yeah. No, it's in my car. Oh,
okay. Between Sam Goody and Hot Topic and... GameStop for the Funkos, you should be like literally keeping all of them in business with as much money that you throw to those places.
The fact that he walks into the store a lot of times and people know him by name weirds me out.
No,
and
they've all changed over now.
Well, Sam Goody's closed. Yeah. Our Sam Goody's closed now. So,
right, do we want to move on to the next? Do you want to talk more about Ozzy?
No, it's Ozzy.
It's self-explanatory.
Yeah. So I'll go into my second.
You either love Ozzy or you don't like Ozzy.
I'll go into my second band. My second band just really entered the list. You probably heard me get excited earlier. I'm going to put Death Clock on my list.
Okay. Wow,
I've only heard a couple of their songs, but I've liked the few things.
They're
I've heard.
Heavy enough to keep me happy. Because Ozzy doesn't have that super heaviness. He's got that...
Yeah. Ozzy's more like a classic rock band these days compared to like what's heavy metal.
Yeah, yeah. Nowadays. So Death Clock will give me my super heavy, deep gravelly... I'm gonna murder you. kind of music
no,
for
he's
me.
No, not kids. I promise.
So, that...
That's fun, though.
I'm never going to get another CD from them, probably. No. I'm stuck with my three CDs that we had before are good enough. Stuck with my 3+, so that's 35 songs, and I've listened to them thousands of times on their own, so I'm sure I can keep Death Clock going. Just listen to Mermaider on the beach. Mermaider, 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 Mermaider.
See, if I can't understand the words, I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I listen to...
If
I can't understand the person singing or the words... Or they're super dumb. Like, the words are super dumb. I lose it. Like, I'm completely
done.
She's never going to listen to anything we listen to, Eddie.
I had my iTunes radio on shuffle for heavy metal, and a band called 6 Feet Under came on.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was like, I used to know the title. It was like, I think it's called like America or Americill or something. And if you've never heard 6 Feet Under, Lindsay, it's just straight up like,
oh, man.
The mic is in his throat and it's just, that's all it is. And I was like, I can't understand you, but this sounds like, pretty good, man.
Well, I don't mind some, I know it's like screaming with, or gravel,
yeah, like,
or
like Seven Dust some, does
like
a,
I love
a little
Seven
bit
Dust
of, screaming, but
was
it's not
that
the whole
but it's
thing.
Not yeah.
Did you guys put on Ephraim?
No, that's Lycanthropy. That one's good.
I love
that's a
that
different
song.
I think that's a different band.
No, that was 6 Feet Under. I thought
Lycanthropy, but you can understand them better than that one.
I can't understand them at all.
Bitten by the Wolf.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
This is what I'm talking about.
All I hear is this. I'm like, yeah. When I'm feeling really angry.
Okay, who's second band's up next?
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. So, no, you don't have to go hide all the stuff, Edward. But my
second, you put them on there.
My second band. Lindsay stated earlier that we had our emo days, and mine still lives on. Oh my God! Shut up, Edward.
She wants to go to Warped Tour
just for this,
just for
because
them.
I am so excited.
Who are
for this.
You talking
about? Hawthorne Heights.
Oh, wow,
I was expecting
like
My Chemical
like,
Romance or something.
Yeah,
good.
They were totally on my list at one point in time. But Hawthorne, I can listen to on repeat more than I can My
Chemical. To be fair, I don't know any of their songs.
I don't
I just remember,
remember
them
any of their stuff, but I remember now that you say like
yeah.
One of our friends on Facebook the other day asked about. They, one of the songs that they came on the radio like threw them back to high school mm-hmm. and their like little emo punk
right.
emo punk days and they were like list some of your favorites so that I can listen to some more because now you know now I'm feeling nostalgic and I found this list on like BuzzFeed mm-hmm. of like the top 20 bands to get you through your emo phase
yes.
or whatever
and they
and
were,
like there were so many and I was
oh,
like
man.
I completely forgot this band existed
I think
holy
I read
crap
the same article.
I forget well I tagged like I yeah I put it in the feed and like I read and I was like oh my gosh I remember that
oh
now
man.
I remember that
I'm
there's
telling
been
even
so
after
many.
Like my emo days like stopped which I wasn't like hardcore emo type person but I still had that phase through high school even afterwards when I was in college they still had music coming out and I was like okay I can totally get into this for everything and I just you know I just love it like they I feel when I feel sad I can listen to them when I feel okay I listen to them when I just when I'm having like a really rough day I can just listen and be one with it for everything.
Fall Out Boy is still a guilty pleasure but like they're not on my list
they
but they are still a little
totally,
guilty pleasure.
They totally got a new album coming out and I am so in love with the single already. So,
oh,
but I'll have to play it for you later on. But no, Hawthorne Heights was just one that, and I actually fell into them by accident because when the videos used to come on Fuse and MTV, I used to get angry and turn it off. And I was like,
yeah, when MTV used to actually play music.
I know.
Is MTV still around?
Yeah.
I'm
I went to Walmart and I picked up the album randomly from my car. It was my first car I ever had, and I bought a brand new CD player to put in it. And I just was like, all right, I'll listen to this album. And I instantly fell in love and became a fan. So, and I'm getting like these sallow eyes across the room at me.
Out of all of the bands that I've been with you since you've listened to, Hawthorne Heights is my least favorite band.
Well, then it's a good thing you're not stuck on the island together.
Yeah. I'm so happy that
on the opposite sides of that island, yeah. At the very
good
least.
Good thing I got my own iPod then. But no, if you've never really heard of them before, a lot of their older stuff is really good. One of their first singles that I know of, Ohio Is for Lovers. Is one of my absolute favorite songs.
Ohio's for crack.
No. Ohio's for people that never mind.
Nothing. Ohio's
also,
for nothing.
For bad drivers.
Nikki FM is really good too. I think it was off the same album for everything. But a lot of their newer stuff though that's still out there, and it's you know just it's a good all around band if you want to have that emo moment. So
I'll go next.
Steven?
Since I went first last time, I don't want to be last. What?
Okay.
My next band is Muse.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love this band, and we are actually going to see them in a couple months. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's
super
exciting.
I need song titles. I don't know who
Muse
is.
They're so all over the place. They're rock. They're progressive. They're piano.
I can't think of what the song is. I know you know it, though.
They're probably on The X, huh?
They have a handful of stuff on The X, but... gosh.
Me
Oh, okay. All right. There, yep, there we go.
But, oh, man.
That's about all I got from them.
What are some of their good songs? They have so many.
Madness, I'm in love
Madness
with.
Madness is a good song.
I thought this was your band, Steven.
Yeah. Like I said.
Supermassive Black Hole.
Supermassive Black Hole.
Oh, I love that song.
I mean, what's
I know a lot of
the Absolution album.
Again,
well, top ones
you're the
like
one that
hysteria
knows.
Times,
hysteria. Yeah, that's one of them. Out. That's such a good song with the bass. They have.
Mm.
No. But their bassist on a lot of songs uses like a fuzz pedal, so it's kind of like a distorted sounding bass. It's just.
Aren't there only three of them?
Officially in the band, that they tour with more members to keep the sound full.
But it's like, so, it's crazy for them to, yeah,
the,
like
the,
to do what
the
they do with.
The singer and guitarist also plays classical piano, and mm-hmm. he's just freaking insane with some of the stuff they could do.
A deer ran through your backyard.
Okay, like, what
out.
Are you looking at? Are you on
I know.
Crack?
Well, I was freaking out because he kept looking at something
is
in our kitchen, and I was like,
house?
What is happening?
Making sure I was seeing, like...
I thought you were looking for Kyrie for a minute, and I was like, she's right there.
Yeah, so they have heavier music. They have stuff that sounds like Queen. They
ooh,
have...
They do. They have...
They're all over the place. That's another... yeah. I think I might have just screwed over my third band, so...
I think we might have to go through and do like a runner-up band for everything
yeah,
because we're all like, oh,
yeah.
man.
Without giving explanations, just list
yeah.
a bunch
yeah.
of bands that are on the
some
short
other
list.
Favorite. Yeah, yeah absolutely.
30 other bands that I could probably mention. But
yeah. Well, yeah, music, Stephen and I actually like started
audiophiles.
Dating. We started dating like over music and like
yeah.
talking about music and him trying to teach me how to play guitar and me trying to teach him how to sing. And like,
which I failed at miserably.
That was, oh my God, that's so ironic because him and I actually, when we first started talking, he showed me what J-pop was.
That seems so out of character.
Oh, man. shit.
But we made CDs for our wedding and everything because
oh,
that
yeah.
was like, and we like recorded like a little intro and, you know, thanks for...
Yeah, we weren't
you know,
that fancy
like
with
we,
ours.
We love, like, Steven and I have literally, like, our
no,
relationship revolves around music.
Yeah.
So.
You guys, like, you love, I mean, not that we don't love going to concerts like that, but you guys love all kinds of music and you guys come from musical backgrounds and things of that nature. So it's just, you know, really good that way.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably rather go to, like, a music festival for a week than go to certain, like, destination, you know, like those
right.
are the things that like we really enjoy
mm-hmm.
and we've gone to a lot of music festivals and we've gone to a lot of concerts and like that's the thing, like we don't mind spending some money on going and seeing some of our favorite bands
oh,
and groups
yeah.
and stuff because
yeah.
that's 100%. Just something that we love, and if there's somebody that's coming around, you know, like to Pittsburgh or close or whatever, like we'll definitely drop some money to go see.
I want to go to that Chicago open air festival. It's a 3-day metal fest headlined by Ozzy and Zakk Wylde on Sunday, Rob Zombie Saturday, and I think Kiss on Friday.
Not bad.
It's like an entire list of
is
amazing.
Is Kiss back together again? Again?
They never.
Again?
I mean,
again.
Yeah.
Again? Again? So they've had their farewell tour, I think, since 1995.
Man. My dad went to... Dad and my Uncle Joe went to that in Wheeling. They stopped at West Banco,
yeah,
and they snuck their way down to the front row, and Gene flicked a pick and my uncle was like, bah. <Caught it.
laughs> All right, Lindsay, what's yours?
There's so many.
Pick now.
Ed Sheeran, anything Ed Sheeran, Fellow Ginger.
Can I interrupt you really quick?
My yeah,
whenever them tickets went on sale, I was training at Williams Lee, and our trainer was like ecstatic that he was coming to console since she had her pre-sale code and everything, and she logged on, she got her she only got two of her four or however many you could get, and then within like an hour I was just on Facebook and on a break, people were selling their pre-sale codes for $100 a pop.
Yeah, the tickets are ridiculous.
She sold
but...
hers for 150.
Oh my.
Yeah,
it's yeah they're...
pre-sale tickets, not even to buy the tickets, the opportunity to buy a pre-sale ticket.
That's crazy.
So. Yeah, but Ed Sheeran, I love, like, he's got different, like, especially in this last album, he's had stuff with, like, different, like, I guess he went and toured, took some time off and went and toured, like, the world and mm-hmm. got musical influences from, like different areas and different things, and you can really hear it in some of his songs from this last album.
I'm really enjoying his latest album more than I imagined to, because it's not the same as what his last few singles have all been for everything. It's got like a nice mix so far.
But yeah, there's like, I love Ed Sheeran.
He's really talented.
He is.
There's some really cool live stuff because he uses a looper and everything live.
Oh, really?
He pretty much plays.
He just basically toured by himself.
Acoustic, and he does like the percussion effects, and he loops it over and over, and then he sings a part,
and then he loops that over and sings
the harmony on top of it, stuff like that.
We'll have to show you a video of one of this stuff.
I've tried doing stuff like that myself, and I suck.
There's some really crazy stuff.
This is why your name is Stephen and not Ed Sheeran.
I just can't get the timing down on getting things to loop in time.
Wow. Yeah.
And then
I'm sure it took a while.
Well, he probably also has equipment that goes off a click. Where
right.
Well, have you seen his? Did you watch that special?
I watched that special.
It was like that. He's got like six boards, like all together. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, Ed Sheeran's definitely has to be in there because it's his stuff has floored me completely, and I haven't seen him live, and that's one of the bands that like I love.
Yeah, I was looking at tickets for all the things coming to console since they exploded with music this year.
Yeah,
apparently.
Doing a lot of stuff this year.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Everything's like sold out, and everything, the cheap seats are like not cheap seats.
We completely missed that $20 concert ticket thing.
They had the Live Nation.
Oh. It wasn't just the pavilion, it was Live Nation.
What?
Yeah. Live Nation did it, so it was for a bunch of different ones, but it was only select. A lot of them were at
the pavilion,
but they had also for like a couple of surrounding cities shows. Like they had like a Columbus show. They had a like they said you could use the code also for a couple of like
that's cool
Columbus shows or you know like I don't know. It was, but I completely missed that.
I think I've been to a concert since I got them tickets for Slipknot
that year.
Yeah,
that was like what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't think you have. You didn't go to a concert last year.
We go to so many.
We do. And that's one thing. Like, I love seeing live music.
Eddie's very picky about who he goes see live.
I need a festival, and I need
at least three or four bands.
At least Ozzy to headline.
So then Eddie goes to nothing.
One of the best concerts. Well, one of the best concerts
last
year.
That's a different one. Nope. That's different.
Yeah. Never mind. Sorry.
Different show.
I forgot already.
Lindsay, since we made you go last time, we'll let you go first this time. What's your third band?
My third is Coldplay. I love chill, like, and if I'm gonna be sitting by a beach or if I'm gonna be on a deserted island and I'm sitting by water and stuff, I want to listen to like chill music. That's the thing, like that's what I'm thinking of.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of I said, there's a lot of other things that I could put in there, and I forgot about Muse, or I probably would have put them in there too, but yeah, I love Coldplay because they've got so much. We were just talking today about
who they are.
Oh my gosh.
I don't listen to top 100. I know The Scientist.
Yellow.
That's it.
That's a good song.
Fix You.
Their music is very diverse as well. Not as diverse as Muse, but they've got some emotional. What's the one with Rihanna?
Nobody gives a shit.
Is that something about China, isn't it?
Umbrella.
No.
That's Rihanna by herself, honey.
but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but they do. I mean, there's just a ton of. I love their stuff, and Chris Martin can sing to me.
I love Coldplay in the fact of like I like how diverse they are for everything, and there are times where like I'm like, oh man, I really don't like them, but then I find myself singing along to like a lot of their stuff. And like you said, they're very chill.
This last CD was very catchy.
I've only listened to a lot of just the singles, so I've never really been into like listening
well the
to their
three
whole
singles
album.
That they have out like from this last album are all like get stuck in your head, and once you hear them you'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot that was them, or oh my god, like I said, but they're like their last like these last couple hits have been very very catchy.
Yeah,
and we were talking today, I was like, this one seems so like so much more like happy and fun compared to some of the other ones that were like real deep.
And he has a very distinctive voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chris Martin yeah, has a very when yeah. When as soon as he does that, I'm like, oh,
especially
yep,
when he sings
cool
the
play.
Higher stuff. When he sings yeah. his, in his lower range, it's more like.
And they've been around for quite a long time because I remember
early
when
2000s.
I was gonna say because mm-hmm. Yellow was like one of their first. Albums,
Yellow was their first song.
Single.
That was their
well,
first
yeah.
single,
and I was totally in love with it from that point forward. I was like, yep, I love this.
That's mm. from.
And there's Eddie being all judgy.
No, he's just really trying to think hard.
I'm really debating on my third band right now. So I'm gonna name.
Okay. Who's all next?
Right. Not me.
I can go next.
Go ahead.
I guess.
Go
ahead. Oh gosh, this is tough. I'm making a decision on the spot.
Now.
And I am going to say Lifehouse.
There's so many.
They had some really good stuff.
I'm so surprised you didn't pick. Shit, I forgot his name. What's that guy's name, Lindsay?
Which guy?
This week.
What?
What?
This past week.
Last week.
Oh, Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, no. No. Soundgarden
like,
would make
I was
the
like,
list
what? That you, that, maybe like, you 20. Heard this week? Or, like, they came out with a CD this week? Yeah. And you were like, no, that passed this week. But, okay.
No. But Lifehouse, when I was in high school, had some songs that meant a lot to me.
They totally hit some notes for me.
And it's really mostly their first. Two CDs.
First album they
the first
had.
First two CDs is what does it for me. And they have a lot of other good
I
stuff
totally
too,
fell in love with them because of Walk to Remember. Because they played a lot of songs
now, every
from
time
that
you mentioned,
movie.
Were they on a Walk to the Remember? Yeah, I don't think that was Lifehouse. I think you're thinking of Switchfoot, maybe?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking
you're totally
of.
Thinking of
Switchfoot.
You got the wrong person.
You're thinking of Only Hope from Walk to Remember. That's a good song.
That is a good song.
I'm
but
totally
it's not the same person.
That was the album.
It's totally not the same band.
We just totally went back to the Chris Cornell conversation again. So, yeah. Shame
no, but,
me.
I mean, songs like Simon and
Where's
Hanging
Our Bell?
By a Moment.
We need a bell.
I love Hanging by a Moment.
What are some other songs?
There were a couple other songs from that CD that I was into with that whole entire
Clang
time.
And Clatter, Quasimodo is a good song. A lot of good songs off that album. Second CD also as well. They had, I can't remember the name of the songs. Spin was a good one from their second album.
Spin was good.
They're a pop rock band, but they do some experimental
the
stuff
song
with guitars and stuff.
They did for The Time Traveler's Wife. I can't let me find it.
Yeah, I don't know what
I have
on
it saved in here. I know I do.
Sigourney knows bands from movies, apparently.
Yeah.
It's not
Broken. It's called
Broken.
Broken,
that's a very good song.
Oh,
it's
that
very,
song
very
right there
song.
Hits the feels for me every time I hear it because that got me through some rough times.
Oh yeah.
Some really rough time.
Everything's another good song off of their first album. Breathing.
Yeah.
You and Me. That was off their
recent,
third CD.
Yeah.
Not recent.
Recent.
More recent than that.
Yeah. 2002.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow.
It was still in
Holy
high school.
Holy crap.
We got old.
Yeah.
We are old.
Oh my gosh. Does not feel like it was that long ago.
I was
ago.
A freshman in high school whenever their first album came out. So, yeah.
2000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yowza.
That is a long time. All right. Sigourney?
All right.
Shit, I have to go last.
Yeah.
So my third band, and I have been changing stuff this entire time we've been sitting here, but I'm going to stick with what I had originally and pull the next band in as my like alternative choice. So I have to go with Weezer.
Oh, okay.
Totally love me some Weezer. Like I love 90s kind of. I am disclaimer. I am not a stoner whatsoever. But
they
that totally
songs. I only
gets
know
me,
they're singles.
That totally gets me into like my non-existent stoner mode. Like I just want to like chill out and just, you know, relax. And so what whatchamacallit does for you. We totally listen on the way up here, by the way. So
I've only ever listened to the Green Album all the way through.
I don't know any of the album names.
I don't know any of the album names necessarily,
the green
but
one
I totally
had, Island in the Sun,
oh, yeah.
Crab and Hash Pipe.
Now see and what gets me into this is simply the fact of when I was third grade, so I was like 8 or what have you, I think, maybe I don't know how old we were in third grade, but anyway, my dad, I had such an obsession with Happy Days and my dad knew that.
Yeah, with,
and so he found the
Buddy Holly
song.
That is one of the best videos
that
of
is,
all
that
time, arguably
my favorite
video.
One of my favorite Weezer songs, and from that day forward I was a Weezer fan.
That song is so old.
I know.
Isn't it insane?
I know.
It was like
Trust
1994
me.
Or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I was in grade school.
What the?
Yeah, because my 94? World.
Did we just talk about we're old?
I didn't know Weezer was. I didn't know Weezer was that old.
No, Soundgarden started in 1984. Chris Cornell.
Oh.
Which blew me away.
Again, Eddie's like, lost.
I know. I forgot that he doesn't.
No, I know
that.
Black Hole Sun. That's it.
I probably know, you probably know a few other
probably
songs.
Probably know something else, but
not by the
Buddy Holly, 94. Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
1994. But yeah, so I mean, I totally love, like, you know, Buddy Holly and The Garage. I love their new stuff, Thank God for Girls, Pork and Beans.
I didn't like Pork and Beans.
I did when it came out for everything. I have an entire like playlist dedicated on my Apple my Apple Music just to Weezer for everything, because that's how much I've been like listening to them. One of the biggest ones I love is like Back to the Shack. I don't know why. It just brings out the nerd in me for everything, because I totally love, you know, like in the garage.
It brings back old Weezer, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like
and like
Weezer.
In the Garage is an older song. I don't know when it came out. There's a blue album, apparently, it looks like. But anyway, it reminds me of, like, you know, I love playing, like, you know, Magic.
Wow. Did you just say that?
What?
No, you don't know albums. I think the blue album is the Buddy Holly album, and that's like the quintessential music.
I'm sorry.
Don't get us
Don't get us in trouble.
Feel
no,
like
I'm just
copyright.
We don't have copyrights.
Oh, yeah, that's 1994.
Yeah, the blue album is the Weezer album.
Is the...
apparently, Saying Ain't So is on there, too.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
that was like...
totally in love with that song.
That's a great...
But yeah, Weezer is definitely...
I'm
going
to take this band on the island, but whatever.
I don't remember names of anything, of songs or CDs, but I love... Like well,
I hear
get them confused,
it.
But... I
hear it and I'm like, oh, I know that song.
I love it.
And that's how I usually, you know, correlate things. So, all right, Eddie, what's yours?
So, I don't know.
Pick right
just
now.
Pick
know.
One. Just pick one and then we'll do a short list.
Yeah.
Quick
I've
short
been,
list.
I've been bouncing between Lonely Island just because I need something fun and an 80s hair band like Van Halen or Motley Crue. But I think I'm going to settle newer. So we're just going straight metal, this whole list. We're going to go System of a Down.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because.
Oh, can I, like, have one of your ears?
Nope. Hypnotize and Mesmerize.
Oh.
It's a perfect hour.
Good albums.
That's a perfect hour of music for me. So, that's all. That's on System of a Down.
Yeah.
Ozzy, Death Clock, System of a Down. I'll fucking scare away all them birds on my island.
There'll be no more birds. All the birds will die.
We won't have any animals to eat because everything will be scared away.
Hopefully
in the water.
No,
in
hopefully
the...
they'll all just be deaf and they won't hear me coming.
Okay.
Staggering around.
All right, so let's go around
who
the room.
Who wants to go first?
And let's give two alternative bands that
we
wish.
Oh,
no, we
got to,
yeah.
I'm giving just a list. I'm not giving any reasons. I'm just going to
list. All right, list so a bunch of... Lindsay.
No.
I'll go first.
Steven.
Metallica, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Hillsong United, Elevation Worship, Red, Chevelle. I can go on forever.
Ooh, Chevelle,
I'll go with that. Those are the ones that came to my mind first. And several ones Lindsay listed. Like
we can also have a giant discussion on something else because Led Zeppelin's been brought up twice.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin is one of my least favorite bands.
It's okay.
No, I'm just saying. Like, we should, I think a discussion of...
what band can you not stand to listen to?
Yeah. What bands do you not want on your island ever?
Oh, there would be a lot of bands on that list.
Yeah.
That aren't rap.
Same
for me. I'd go...
Oh, Seven Dust, sorry.
Metallica, Megadeth, Killswitch.
Megadeth, Dream Theater. Sorry.
War.
I was going to say, if you don't
I was surprised you didn't list War.
I was
they have,
very
they
upset.
Have a, they only have like...
They
handful,
have a handful of songs. A
handful of good songs, but the rest of them are just not for me.
Yeah.
They're good live because you can't understand anything.
You're just busy getting bounced around.
Well, at least whenever...
Nope. Not my kind of concert.
Yeah.
Whenever he was alive,
yeah.
You couldn't understand
Odorous.
It. Yeah, Odorous. I wanted to say Beefcake, but I knew that was wrong.
Please don't let our fans hate you.
So, Metallica, Megadeth, Gwar, Offspring.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm surprised you didn't say that one.
I could list so many bands.
Lonely Island.
I don't know who Lonely Island is.
They're a comedy band.
Andy
Samberg.
Okay.
I'm on a boat.
Okay.
Jizz in My Pants.
Mother Lover.
That one's not as known. Weird Al. Weird Al was actually my
Weird
third
Al's,
for a while.
Yeah.
Just so I could
have
that
Weird Al stuff in a long time.
I could have that giant catalog like I like, and I'd have everything basically, just different words. And probably way better.
Oh, ready, fuel. Lindsay? Sorry, fuel. Sorry.
Yeah, I bought their album off one of them old ass
Columbia House.
Columbia House.
I bought so many CDs that way back in the day.
There's, yeah, there's like
Rob seriously. Zombie mother.
It's all good. We'll come back to this discussion in another couple months, and we'll have a bunch of different bands.
Like I said, I was classically trained, but I also loved rock, and I love everything from, like, I love the music of John Williams, who is the composer that does, like, Jurassic Park, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings, did he?
Yeah. No, he didn't. Speaking Never mind. Just kidding. Harry Potter, yeah, like, amazing. E.T. He did all kinds of stuff. Amazing, wonderful movie music. I also love, like the Wicked soundtrack and stuff. If you are going Broadway. I also...
Sorry. South
Fan
Park.
Of the Opera.
Yeah, Fan of the Opera. I love most musical soundtracks. 10 years, which I'm surprised wasn't on yours.
They would have if I would have been able to. I didn't make a list in front of me.
Like
so.
You said, yeah, Muse would have definitely been on there. The Script. Trying to think of some of the ones that
Creed.
Lifehouse.
you sort of mentioned
them kind of earlier.
Collective Soul.
A lot of the ones.
That's another one of them. Led Zeppelin bands for me.
I love the Civil Wars.
Song, so.
Who?
The Civil Cohen Wars. Yeah, the City Harmonic. There's like I could literally like if you give me
Lindsay could give
list
you a
every,
iPod
list
I could
every
just
band.
Go forever. There's
1,000 songs on my iPod, so
like,
I have so
between
much
the
music
two of
I
us,
love.
We have so much eclectic music, it's ridiculous, and we both will listen to most of it. Like mm-hmm. there's so much stuff that we could go down through. Skillet. Who are you pointing at?
Bush.
Oh yeah,
back in the day.
There's Sounds just familiar. There's tons nice and tons and tons of things. Those are just the stuff that I can name off of
That's
the top
blur.
Of my head. There, I mean,
your list is a lot longer than what mine will get to be.
Well, and if you wanted like, and that's not including like throwback stuff. Oh, Van Morrison. Van Morrison has to be on. Van Morrison and Joe Cocker have to be on there. That was the music that I listened to growing up with my dad and stuff. Like, so those have to be on there. There's literally like, if you tell me. If there's a mood, I can give you a band or a, if you tell me a, like
a genre,
or a mood or a, like I can give you tons. So
Incubus
yeah,
is another
tweet.
One,
yeah.
I want to name Sigourney.
Foo Fighters.
What are you going to name?
I'm going to name off My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I do like Justin.
That it?
No, there's another one.
John Legend, also for me.
Amberlin for me.
Amberlin.
I can't think of their name. It's on like tip of my tongue.
What do they sing? Do you know?
I know the sound, but I can't even.
Well, while he's thinking of that, I also had to add in System of a Down. And I have to shout out there. That was the I first got into them because my brother, God bless his soul, got me into that the night before my sister's wedding. He went and bought the album and let me listen to it. And it was the first time I ever heard an album cuss. And I was having to hide it from my mom. So, you know.
I listened to Metallica for way too long. I heard.
I thank him for that.
Pretty much forever.
But also, I have to add in there the Airborne Toxic Event. So they're also one of them bands that makes me like when I'm having like a really sad kind of day, makes me feel happy again.
Flo Rida, I forgot Flo Rida.
And you sat there and you were like almost pouty whenever before we started recording.
There were so, like, I'm not kidding you. This list changed every time we set a band.
Like,
every time.
I have to add in Blink-182.
Yeah.
I have to give my shout out to Def Leppard.
They had some really good
probably
stuff.
Probably who I was thinking of.
Yeah. Probably. But, you know, I almost put them as my third for everything. But then again, I'm like, if I want to listen to something the rest of my life, what's
Billy
Joel.
Be? Billy
Joel. 311.
Oh,
OAR.
That's some great stuff.
You only know like one album though.
OAR.
What?
311.
It don't like matter. I can still have a couple songs.
That's what I mean. Like,
don't you judge? Don't Queens of the Stone Age.
This time.
I feel like you're not picking You're just picking songs you like now instead of full instead albums.
That's so I can get into an album.
311 has 20 albums. Like,
and I can slowly get into it. Oh, I have to.
And you know the one song from 50 First Dates.
That's not true. I know Amber.
Whoa.
See? And I also have to say, I'll finish up with this. Fall Out Boy and Patrick Stump, when he went off on to
Panic at Disco. That's who I was trying
Panic
to think
of.
Aren't they the same band? They sound the same.
No.
The voice sounds like the same guy. It's not.
No,
but
Patrick Urie or Brandon Urie does not sound like Patrick
names,
Stump.
So.
You just combined them.
Right?
That was a Freudian slip if I've never heard it. But that, definitely. Oh.
Sigourney's totally forgotten one band that's existed, and this was another one of her big high school bands. She's not even. It's not even gonna be the one that she's thinking. I'm thinking of.
No, it's not. So what is it?
Starts with a P.
Pantera.
It ends with a Moore.
Paramore. Oh my God! How can I forget about that? But no, I thought of Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, Flyleaf.
Flyleaf.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I only know one song by them.
That's all you got now. Just listen to Blood Pigs on repeat. All right.
There's so many. Like, seriously, we could go on for days.
I could spend an hour just listening to band names.
Yeah, and you guys could totally be on the
people have probably already tuned out.
Listening to this.
Oh, well, we want to say bye?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, definitely, like I said, we'll try to do the Spotify thing. No guarantees with that, so be on the lookout for it.
Probably Twitter, Facebook.
And let you know what it is. But if not, you know, tweet us. Let us know what your favorite bands are. What three bands would you take on a deserted island? So, you know, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Donate to us on Patreon.
If you can.
We'd really help us out for everything.
Continue listening to us still, though.
Yeah, please.
We enjoy
please
you.
Tell your friends about us for everything. We love...
That's the most important thing. Share.
Yeah, share us out for everything. We love getting to know who our listeners are for everything else. So don't be afraid to drop by one of our mini pages and say hi.
There's lots tell of us what to you go think around.
Submit a topic.
Is that a fat joke, Steven?
Yes. Not really, but
yeah. Submit topics that you would like to hear. If we have opinions, if not, we would eventually like to have some people guest appear too. So if we're not experts on it, we'd like to have some other people. If you are an expert at something,
Josh Boyce wants to come on and talk about like Magic the Gathering and
board games.
Oh, that'd
be a good one.
He might have to take my place because he would dominate
the conversation.
That
would be a lot of fun for everything. Maybe we'll do a live spot down at the local game shop for it. So
that'd be crazy.
Yeah, but by all means, like if you have questions or if you want us to give you like some good songs from some of these bands, or if you're confused and have no idea who we're talking about,
definitely
like
hit
I said.
Up.
Send us a tweet, say something on Facebook.
I don't think anyone would be confused on who we
comment us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, some of the ones like that Sigourney listed the ones that I listed, I'm sure.
It happens. But thanks guys for listening to us.
Hopefully we didn't bore you.
Yeah. So until next time, keep listening to music, keep enjoying what you're doing, and you know,
stay nerdy.
That's a fun tagline.